From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The State Department is warning of potential al-Qaeda attacks in Europe and has issued an alert. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the alert warns that public transit systems and tourist destinations could be targets.
The travel alert says European governments have taken action to guard against a terrorist attack and warns current information suggests that al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations continue to plan attacks. It says terrorists have previously targeted subway and rail systems, aviation and maritime services. The State Department advises U.S. citizens living or traveling in Europe to take more precautions, saying extremists may use both conventional and non-conventional weapons and target official and private interests. U.S. and European security experts have expressed concern for days that terrorists could be plotting new attacks in Europe. Today's alert fell short of a formal warning advising against all travel, but it could still affect tourism and business travel. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The U.S. envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell, is conducting shuttle diplomacy this weekend in hopes of saving peace talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis. After meeting with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak today, Mitchell said he knew there would be a lot of difficulties and obstacles. The Egyptians say they understand the Palestinian position, which calls for a resumption of talks only if the Israelis stop construction of settlements in the West Bank. A Palestinian man who was trying to enter Israel illegally to work was shot and killed by Israeli border security guards today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
As usual in events like this, there are conflicting versions of events. Israeli police say that border guards spotted a group of undocumented workers trying to sneak past the separation barrier or wall that snakes in and around the occupied West Bank. They were spotted. The police say the man was shot after a scuffle ensued and the Palestinian tried to grab the Israeli border policeman's gun. According to B'Tselem, the Israeli human rights group who interviewed witnesses at the scene, the man was with a group of about 15 people, among them members of his family. He's from a small village near Hebron and, despite the risks, regularly came to work in Israel. B'Tselem say in preliminary interviews, witnesses say there was no scuffle and the man was shot down while trying to flee. There will be an autopsy and an investigation by Israeli police. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
With a month to go before the midterm election, some candidates are discussing the virtues of entitlement programs. Kentucky Senate candidate Rand Paul thinks it's possible the eligibility for Social Security and Medicare might need to be raised.
For the younger generation, there will be after changes in eligibility, and they've already started talking about this.
So you would raise the retirement age?
There may have to be for younger people, yes. For younger people, longevity is out there.
Paul speaking on Fox News Sunday during a televised debate today with his Democratic opponent, Jack Conway. This is NPR News from Washington. The Ryder Cup is once again underway after a long rain delay. The final six team matches are being played on the waterlogged course in Wales. This is the second suspension at the competition and sets up the first Monday finish in the Ryder Cup's 83-year history. About 35,000 people attended last night's 25th anniversary Farm Aid concert, which was held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Some of the performers criticized large so-called factory farms and praised family-run operations. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio filed this report.
Farm Aid co-founder Neil Young was one of the featured artists at last night's concert. Between songs, he questioned the quality of food coming from larger farms and urged people to seek meat and vegetables from family farms. That message went over well with some audience members, including Mike Manchester of Watertown, Wisconsin.
It's nice to see a movement that brings real food back so we can put real food in our stomachs rather than the food that the corporations are putting out there.
Farm Aid says since 1985, it's raised $37 million to support farmers. But federal statistics show the number of smaller farms continues to decline. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
The head of the troubled Commonwealth Games did not receive a warm welcome today in New Delhi when he gave his welcome speech at the opening ceremonies. Spectators booed. The Indian government stepped in last week to complete some of the infrastructure work for the Games when it looked as if health and security issues might force a cancellation. Some had described the athletes' village uninhabitable. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for